I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
You are listening to RSN Radio.
All we do is eat crumpets and drink tea. Is there something wrong with that?
For more information, visit www.randomsonicnet.org.
Hey, it's yet another week. So, welcome to RSN Live. I'm Voice, your just-in-time host for this evening, of course. And, really was, you know, just in time on this. Kinda. I'll explain a little bit what kept me delayed a little bit on that. It's kind of funny when you think about it. So, of course, this is RSN Live, your host's voice. I said that already, so that's kind of redundant. Some redundancy to go with the redundancy. If you are listening to the podcast and you want to listen, you know, you want to see me look like a fool live, see or listen to it live. That's the key thing. You could listen to it. This show is done Thursdays at 6 p.m. Central Time. That's U.S. and midnight Greenwich Mean Time, which would be those folks over in England. Yeah. Let's see. And, of course, so if you want to see this live, I am on Twitch. It's www.twitch.tv/voice06. And if you want to listen to it live, it's just go to the Random Sonic Net main page and click on radio. That's www.randomsonicnet.org. And, of course, if you're also live, you can chat with me. I have multiple forms of communication open, mainly IRC. If you want to contact me there, you can get to me at irc.surrealchat.net in the chat rooms of Radio Nintendo, Radio Sega, or RSN. You can also hit me at irc.afternet.org. You'll mainly find me in the RSN chat room. If you want to go ahead and talk to me on Twitch, I do have the Twitch chat open. There's only one person that's actually listening, so that's kind of amusing as hell. I'm fairly confident we'll get more people as time goes on. I think Shaddix right now is kind of just, let me poke him. I know where he is. He's the same game that I was friggin' caught up in. Or did he get off? I don't know where he is. He kind of disappeared. Oh, there he is. Yep. Yeah, it was a very good time. So, we'll of course talk about that after that. If you want to go ahead and reach me on Twitter, I should probably open that up, huh? It's RSN Voice is my Twitter handle, name, what have you, and just do whatever. I'll probably not see it, but, you know, stuff happens. In the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and get started on some Sonic music. So if you just want to give me a moment to figure out what I'm doing with my life, I will go ahead and get that started. Alright, RSN Live Voice. Blah, blah, blah.
Say we get.
We'll be right back.
And we're back. All right, so I was going to go ahead and explain why I was late to getting this all started. It's because I recently found out that a game that, don't ask me why, but a game I have been slightly interested in was recently released. Oh, there's my phone. was recently released on Linux. So, me being me, of course I had to get it. So, I have been playing Euro Trucking Simulator. Is that the right way to pronounce it? Why? What the hell is going on? All these sudden emails. It's all quiet. Until I started this, and now my phone's going off. Like crazy. So, anyway, so I started playing Euro Truck Simulator. And it's kind of one of those games where you don't think you'll get sucked into it, but then you do. And then you get everything, like, you know, completely squared away controller-wise, because it does support an Xbox 360 controller, which is amazing. And so my afternoon has consisted of, hold on a second, I don't have this all set up. I'm working on it. It's a work in progress. My afternoon has been consistent of looking at this, the you know, for an endless amount of time. I don't know what's amazing about it. I don't know what draws me into it. I'm not even from the UK. I'm not from Europe. And this whole driving on the wrong side of the road kind of, for some reason, bugs me out. And of course, people are getting hit. What can I say? You know, if you didn't want to hit, don't get in front of my truck. It's a real simple concept. But yeah, it's just, and like I said, when you first start out, it's kind of crazy because the controls are all weird and all that, but once you actually get them calibrated, it's one of those strangely hypnotic things. And that's when I look down at the time, it's like, oh shit, it is 5:54. So, and in case you are curious, I'm kind of drinking water instead of an alcoholic beverage today. That is simply because I have something I plan to do later, and I'm one of those weird guys where I don't like drinking, period, if I'm about to go anywhere that involves driving. Even just one beer, I'm like, eh. I guess it's one of those things where I don't know how much I can hold, so I'd have to actually see when I get drunk and go from there. But until then, I'm just going to be on, you know, err on the side of caution, and we'll just drink water for this show. And yeah. So other things I've been going on, obviously, is, of course, I have an anime convention coming up in, let's see, what do we got? 1, 2, 3 weeks. 3 weeks until, and the event is called ASEN. In case anyone's, you know, curious about what that looks like. You know, it gets really weird if I start messing with, I can try. We'll see what we get. Let me pull it up over here, and there's gotta be like some kind of add-on that just shows, like, what do we got here? Software capture? I mean, what does software capture get me? I don't want monitor, I want a window. There we go. Okay, so, whoa. I really need a second monitor is what this means. So this is the thing in question. In case anyone's curious about what that is, it's, you know, and there's a date. I really don't know how much, you know, to talk about it. But, and this is kind of weird, so I'm going to turn this off. Yeah. What is this? See. Oh, Comic-Con. Yeah, but that's not until July. Man. Sorry. So, in preparation for that, the hotel that I usually stay at, it's kind of one of those douchebag hotels that charges for Wi-Fi access. And I don't really feel like paying that this year. So, one of the things I worked on yesterday was obviously putting a custom distribution of Android on my phone and installing some tethering software. So we'll see how well that works. I will report back to you in a couple of months as to whether or not I have been kicked off of my carrier or not. I don't know how they handle if they do catch that. You know, technically I don't need a hotel either. I mean, Rosemont is only like 15 miles away from here and they have a parking garage. But here's the thing, ASIN is a 72-hour event, 24 hours a day, and I'm not, maybe I want to see something that's going to happen at 11 o'clock that goes till 2 in the morning, and I don't want to drive, so, it's a little, more costly than it should be, but I just go ahead and get a hotel, and that way also, because they do have a bar at the, main convention area. If I get too drunk, I can just crash. That hasn't happened yet, but anything is possible. Yeah, see, your Manchester MCM is only one day. And that's kind of like how people have tried to talk me into going to Sonic Boom. Sonic Boom and Summer Sonic. I get that too confused, but they're really the same thing. Here's the thing. Both of those are what? Like 8-hour events? For one day, 8 hours. I'm not flying to London for an 8-hour event. So. Yeah, do you know how much that would cost? Let me go ahead and just look this up right now. Let's see. The hell is it? British Airways? There we go. So, let's see here. Yes. Of course, you got some happy British steward smiling at you as soon as you get... Okay, O'Hare. Let's see. To London. Let's see. Heathrow seems to be the biggie. Day. Let's see, that usually happens in June, doesn't it? I'll just go ahead and just choose June 15th, because why the hell not? June 16th, economy, lowest price. Let's go ahead and see what we got. They're thinking about it. I know most of you guys don't bother with it, but again, like I said, people have been bugging me to go to this. Let's see. Wow. Yeah, $726 is the cheapest. I do not think I'm going to be doing that. Wow. That is expensive. Oh, and if I go business class, I can spend a grand total of $4,762. And remember, this is all pre-taxes, so yeah, I'm not spending near just on the flight alone. It's near $1,000. Then you got to get a hotel. That's probably going to be. It's costing me $400 for ASIN. So let's figure about $400-$500 for the hotel in London. Transportation. I'm told that London has a pretty good transportation system, but it does cost. So. Let's throw another $50 at that. I would say, after the ticket, the air flight, the hotel, the transportation arrangements, food, because I'm not going to starve myself. It's like, it'd be damn near $1,300 just to go to Summer of Sonic. And as Rax is mentioning, you know, you could do other things while you're there. And yeah, I don't, you know, I'd have to plan it more, you know, but. Oh, and I don't have a passport, so add on to that, I think it's 180 last I checked for a passport. So, oh, that is just way too expensive. And then Sonic Boom is going to be in Los, well, I say that is, usually is in the Los Angeles area. So that's probably going to be a $500 flight, because it's domestic. And the hotel's another $300, so it's about $1,000 to go to Sonic Boom. And again, if I was going just for those, it's ridiculous. That is pretty damn wasteful. So there's no reason, there's no way I'm going to be going to those two unless I have, like, some bigger agenda going on. And then I know that Sonic Retro was apparently planning some kind of convention meetup thing. I don't think I'd want to go there. It's one of those things where you like to... Yep, there goes my phone again. Yeah, I know, I'm the worst show host ever. I'm just checking my email during the show. Oh well. So, you know what? I have been ranting for a little bit about how unreasonably expensive it is for going to these Sonic-based conventions. I'm gonna go ahead and just grab some music in my music folder. And you know what? We're just gonna do All-Star Racing Transform for this set. As soon as I can figure out what I'm doing. We'll go with that. Just thinking about it. Hopefully it doesn't crash. Oh, we're good. We're good. They showed up. All right. So this is Voice RSN Live, and I'll be back after this.
still waiting on that, still waiting on that, Sumo. Still waiting on the Linux version. That's right, I am not dropping the, Linux issue. You know, if friggin' small independent game developers like SCS Software can port their game, which physics-wise has to be way more intensive than All-Star Racing Transformed is, if they can port that to Linux, I think Sumo can. I think they're just kind of being lazy about it. Now, that said, they have said that Sega is the group that has to give the go-ahead on actually doing that. And I've been told, or at least I've read, from what I've read, Sega is just kind of like really, really anal about how they do things. I don't know what it is, but they're just like, they like to put their foot down on a lot of things. Like quality testing, for instance. I think we all remember Sonic 06, which is something that, you know, I believe we were talking about earlier today. Sega is a publisher, yes, but they hold the reins, apparently, in that they give the game developers the cash to work with to make the games. So, if, you know, the developer isn't making any money on the side and they're relying exclusively on the publisher, they're kind of, publishers kind of got them by the balls, is all I'll say. That, and you have to keep in mind that Sega owns all of the Sega owns all of those characters. The game developers don't own the characters. Sega owns them. So, in a game like All-Star Racing Transformed, where you're combining a bunch of Sega IP, you kind of have to listen to Sega and do what Sega says. And at this point, it's a matter of having to prove to Sega that Linux is a viable profit-making platform, which hopefully Steambox will do when it comes out. I'm not sure when it's going to come out. Eventually it will come out. But until then, we're stuck with excuses. Like, first, like, and you can tell that Sumo doesn't want to do it, because, you know, they, when we first had a discussion about this on their Steam community group, they're like, well, you know, it's a little difficult, the APIs aren't there, this kind of stuff, that kind of stuff. And then most of them are like, whoa, wait, you got OpenGL for graphics, OpenAL for sound, you got SDL for input, what else do you need? And after that, he changed it to, well, it's our rendering method, it might not be supported by OpenGL. And then once that got proven false, they're like, well, you know what, Sega has to approve it. Alright, until Sega says something, then, you know, we're not doing anything. So, you know, I hope they'll eventually do it. It took Sega forever to port Sonic Adventure 2 to PC, and they were reluctant to port Generations to PC. Now, that said, that is those are Sonic Team games, and if there's anything I've learned, it's that Sonic Team, you know, giving Sonic Team any kind of code, they somehow find a way. They find a way to mess it up. You know, even Generations has some incredibly weird bugs in it, like the whole thing about if you bypass level triggers, strange things happen, like the rest of the levels. You know, the geometry's there, like the collision geometry's there, but the textures won't load, and so you're kind of just see Sonic running on nothing. I don't know what happened. They used to be so good. All the Genesis games were great. That said, I know that there's some of you that will argue that Generations and Colors were great. And yeah, they were. You know, they were decent. They were playable.
still doesn't account for the fact that there's some of these, like, really basic bugs. No, Generations hasn't been in development since Unleashed came out. Because, remember, Sonic Colors came between Unleashed and Generations, and they included a Sonic Colors level, so obviously they had to work on that. Oh, I understand the Japanese devs have hard times with PC ports. From what I understand, in Japan, PC developers kind of get a bad rap because apparently in Japan, the primary reason for developing on PC is to develop, you know, sex games. Do you want to be tied in with that group? But, you know, so development over there is kind of like, they really don't want to touch it. Unclean! Unclean! But you kind of look over here in the West and in Europe, we're pretty big on PC gaming, and I think the game developers are starting to figure that out. Rockstar just doesn't want to develop for PC because they're lazy fucks. That's pretty much what it comes down to. You know, there's no other excuse. I mean, look how bad of a job they did on Grand Theft Auto 4. You know, real simple things like memory checking, and these guys couldn't figure out how to do that. No, that is laziness, is what that is. Out and out laziness. And I was like, well, fuck you. Console's where it's at. You know, console's great until you realize how limiting consoles are. A lot of games are kind of developed around the Xbox 360 level of graphic detail. And I gotta tell you, compared to what my PC can do, that ain't that good. And, you know, I talk about all this, and I do give Sumo props and Sonic Team props for at least, you know, porting them to their games to PC. That said, at the moment, Sumo kind of wins in that their port of All-Star Racing Transformed was actually playable as good. Drop down consoles? No, Sumo's port of All-Star Racing Transformed is actually pretty good for, you know, PC. It's, the game doesn't have massive memory leaks. That's a plus. So that already, they've already beat out Rockstar Games. Because Rockstar Games, how do I memory check? They've already beat out Sonic Team in that the game doesn't have weird camera glitches. Except, well, this really, it's kind of 50-50. It's kind of Sumo's fault for using this method, and it's kind of ATI's fault, AMD rather, for writing shitty drivers. I do know that the rendering method they used initially caused some weird issues on older AMD/ATI cards, in which, like, half the game wasn't rendering for some reason. So I'm gonna give them, like, a half-point knockoff for that. But then, playability, like, you know, All-Star Racing Transformed, it doesn't get bogged down, it doesn't do all that kind of crap. Whereas Grand Theft Auto or Generations, as soon as there's, like, more than X amount of items on the screen, it starts freaking out and slowing the hell down. I guess Sumo just has, like, particles and all that under control. And it's only in Chemical Plant Zone where Generations really slows down even on this computer. So that tells me they've got some kind of weird thing going on with their... They probably goofed the physics engine again. Like they did in Sonic 06. They managed to take a working piece of code and cripple it in some way. You know, I haven't really consoled game in a long time. My PlayStation right now is just for Netflix and video viewing, you know, for Blu-ray and all that.
I just don't have a need to play console games at this point in time. Any game that's on the PlayStation 3 or the Xbox 360 that I want is on PC. And I've shown in the past that I can take my PC and just set it on the floor right by there and hook up an HDMI cable, and I'm completely set. So, you know, I think it was Angry Video Game Nerd that was like, there's something about video game console, you know, playing where you just sit on a couch and have a controller in your hand that you can't get with PC. But you can. You can. You just gotta have the right, you know, tools of the trade, as it were. So, like I said, any wired 360 controller will do. This guy has served me well. Works in both, works in All-Star Racing Transform, Generations, Grand Theft Auto. It works in all of that. So, you got that, and the thing's got an obscenely long cable. This cable's got to be at least 10 or 15 feet. I am not fucking kidding. This thing is long. And the HDMI cable I've got is pretty good. You know, all you need is like, at most, a 6-foot HDMI cable, and you're good to go. At least with the higher-end video cards, excuse me. The higher-end video cards actually give you an HDMI out, and they also pump audio over that. So mine, all I do is I plug my desktop into my stereo, which by proxy passes the video to the TV, but it still works. And the only thing that sorry, I'm getting distracted by the chat. I'm weird. Oh, I just got a ding. What'd I get a ding for? Yeah. Oh, now my screen doesn't want to turn on. That's probably... Oh, there it goes. It's just more Steam issues. Whatever. So, like I was saying, you can get a console experience from a PC. You just gotta know what you're doing. And I think most of us that are at the high-end gaming tier know a little bit about what we're doing, so... Look at me, I'm coming off as like pretentious as hell, aren't I? Don't get me wrong, if you want to do console gaming, go for it. It's a hell of a lot cheaper than PC gaming, that's for sure. My current rig is probably worth about $1,300. So, you know, I've been like rambling on about this for a long time that I forgot I need to put in another music break. So, if you just want to give me a moment, I've been talking about Generations, so I might as well throw one of those in the next segment. As soon as I can find... But here's the problem, like, a couple of them are, like, way too long. There we go. So, let's... I'm gonna go ahead and get started on that. This is Voice RSN Live.
I remember when I used to have that as the theme song. No more. It turns out that's way too long of a theme song. Oh, holy crap, I got a listener on the radio. And just like that, they're gone. Okay, we're good. What about remixes? I don't really have that big of a remix collection, oddly enough. I don't know. My feelings on remixes are kind of, you know, mixed. So I can't really give too many opinions. If I like something, then I grab it and I play it. That's it. I mean, I know there's certain persons who I will not name that get very angry if you don't like what they do. Words of the wise, not everyone's gonna like your work. Shaddix, it would've just been 3 minutes of you farting, alright? I don't think anyone wants to listen to that. That said, if you can fart out the tune, if you can fart it to the tune of, Green Hill Zone, that'd be kind of amusing. Disturbing, but amusing. Yeah. And what do you know, I'm actually running out of time here, so I should probably pick a closing song. I have, like, all these random tracks. Yes, auto-tune them. What do we got? Oh no, my desktop's going crazy. Hold out, Wyatt. Hold out, Lan. Hold out! And this is why you don't use wireless. I'm crazy. Where's the remixes? Since we're gonna be remixing the remixes, why don't we just listen to the remix? There was some file somewhere and I can't find it. I'll find it sooner or later. Don't worry. I'll find it. I just gotta think about it. Isn't that great? Just listening to me talk about stuff. It's gotta be here somewhere. Come on. I should probably learn my, I gotta learn my music setups here. I just don't seem to have that working out to my advantage. Why is Sonic Riders in here? Can anyone explain that to me? What is Sonic Riders doing in the Sonic 3 folder? Oh well. There's, like, so many friggin' items here. You know, I just... Look at that. It's 7 o'clock now, and I don't have something going on here. Are we sure it's not somewhere in here and my eyes are just going crazy? Oh, there it is. This one will do for my purposes. Okay, so of course this is RSN Live, your host buddy voice, and I will see you all next week, so until then, woo. Oh, come on. It's being crazy. You know, we're going with this. There. All right. Now it's finally. Alright, RSN Live next week.
are listening to RSN Radio.
No one tells me what to do. I'm from the ghetto.
For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org.